Here's a statistic that sports fans are paying close attention to right now. The number of college football games postponed because of coronavirus. The Southeastern Conference, filled with colleges where football is just about on par with religion, has postponed at least four games this weekend because of COVID-19 cases on the teams. That includes the Alabama-Louisiana State game, which is usually one of the biggest events of the season. Tomorrow's Ohio State-Maryland game has also been canceled because eight Maryland players have tested positive. Mike Pesca is here and now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And you know, Mike, I don't know. I feel like a broken record every time we talk because these college football programs just keep getting hit by COVID. Do you think at this point the season has reached a crisis point?
You know, I would think, rationally speaking, that should be the case, but there are a couple instances or a couple of reasons why you could argue that maybe the powers that be in college football don't think it's the case. And it's namely that they haven't announced contingency plans for expanded playoffs or different scheduling for the postseason, and different conferences have different postseason dates. But, you know, at this point, Wisconsin has missed a couple games. LSU will have missed a couple games. You're talking about huge teams that are missing games. Also, big players like Trevor Lawrence, the Heisman favorite, until he had a positive test, or at least was contact traced and not allowed to play in that big game where the Clemson Tigers lost to Notre Dame. So it really is getting to the point where you have to say, when is someone going to make a decision about going forward with a college football schedule that doesn't look like the college football postseason schedule now? It hasn't happened yet. Don't know how much more information they need until they get that meeting and those plans in place.
You've got to wonder if something might change. I mean, maybe they won't call off the season, but, you know, for example, there are fans that are allowed at some of the college football games being played around the country. I mean, you know, maybe does that stop?
Yeah. So these college football stadiums in some states are saying, you know, a quarter of the stadium can be filled, which sounds pretty small. But then when you're talking about college football and
110,000 people
seat stadium, yeah, 25,000 people show up at a Texas A&M game and they tell them, OK, you all have to wear masks, and some don't comply and they kick a few dozen out. I referenced Notre Dame. They beat Clemson. The fans stormed the field. If you look at the tape, a lot of them wore masks, but there was no social distancing. President of Notre Dame admonished the students for being selfish, of course. As you remember, this is the same president, Father Jenkins, who went to that ceremony in the White House when Amy Coney Barrett was nominated. Right. So there was a contretemps about that. You're absolutely right. So many people are acting as if there isn't a spike and isn't a pandemic, and we're seeing the results of that.
What about the NFL? What's the conversation happening in pro football about how their season is going with COVID?
Now, one of the reasons I was, if you could tell, mildly critical of college football is that pro football has been on top of it. And they are issuing contingency plans. And they have a plan to possibly expand not only the regular season to an 18th week to get all the games in, but if that can't happen, to expand the playoffs, to allow some more teams in. And they've also, I do have to say, they have also, I think, been very honest and rigorous about their testing, because they have made players miss games who aren't actually positive, but who have had one positive test or who have contact traced themselves out of a game or out of practice. It has affected games. You know, Ben Roethlisberger can't practice with the Steelers this week because he was close to Vance McDonald, his tight end, who was positive, but they hope to have Roethlisberger back by Sunday. I would have to assess that the NFL is doing as good a job as you can do if what you're trying to do is get, you know, 100 people, roster, and organizations to travel around the country to play a game.
Well, and just briefly, Mike, because I want to talk about something non-COVID related. Why do you think that is? Why is the NFL better? You know, I don't know if better is the right word, but why are they more on top of this than the NCAA, for instance?
Well, I would have to say that the fact that their employees are employees with rights that can bargain plays a huge part of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, can we please talk about something other than COVID that's sports related? Do you mind?
You want to talk Cy Youngs?
Could we? Yeah, baseball announced the Cy Young Awards. The best pitchers in the league yesterday, Trevor Bauer, Cincinnati Reds won in the National League, and Cleveland's Shane Bieber in the American. Let's just talk about something blessedly sports related.
Sure.
First, yeah.
These guys were teammates on the Cleveland Indians a year and earlier, and from what I heard, Bauer saw that they were both favorites or near favorites to win the Cy Young before the season, and texted Bieber and said, "Let's go two for two." And it happened. It happened. Bieber's a flamethrower. He had 77 innings pitched and 122 strikeouts, so most of his outs were on strikeouts. Bauer is this interesting guy who sometimes chafes because he thinks he's smarter than everyone, but he might be. And he just uses these advanced statistics to aid him in all sorts of things like delivery and release point. And he resurrected his career a couple of years ago, and now he is or was named the best pitcher in the National League. This is the first time a Cincinnati Red has won that award. This is a 100-plus-year-old franchise. Cool.
Well, it's good news for the state of Ohio, isn't it? You got the Cincinnati and Cleveland both covered. Mike Pesca, here at Now Sports Analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.